he has asked to be allowed to have this in the 5-foot setback. The process proposed by Mr. Patterson would be to create these as two separate structures, but yes, both violating a 5-foot setback. And apparently, from what Mr. Patterson has described, planning and zoning had denied that request. They denied it because they were concerned about the desire to want to put a property line in between these two structures and divide it into two. And if that, and if this was a single structure between the two, then you know you would have one single structure but owned possibly by two different homeowners. And so in this case, if there was a way to create two abutting but separate structures, each one violating a 5-foot setback but violating it up to each other, that apparently the concern of planning and zoning about ownership would be resolved because you would have two separate structures. So if person A wanted to remove theirs or move theirs in the future, they wouldn't be affecting the neighbor on the other side necessarily. I take it that I believe the applicant is here who might be able to address some of the concerns about flammability and the structure, but we're not up to him yet. So.
Have we granted this variance before in the past, or have we never have?
The city has granted variances to place parking structures in setbacks before.
But this close to one another?
I can't recall right off the top of my head that there's been two structures placed this close together. It's not very common, I would say. We've approved variances where people have placed parking structures right up against maybe a block fence or something similar. But that's correct. And also, this structure doesn't seem to present a concern about blocking emergency services from going around the residential structures on the property. It doesn't prove to be a problem for line of sight or anything else safety related.
You're not going to fill them in on the outside to make a garage. Had to get a permit.
Well, for parking structures such as this, our regulation calls that it should remain open on all three sides, and we prohibit storage, open storage in something like this as well. But you know, when push comes to shove, they would have to seek a building permit to enclose anything like this, and that's when we would address any further concerns.
So are the driveways going to be shared as well with this new?
Right, and that's one of the central driving things about why he wants to split the property like he wants to split, is because this is a shared driveway, and he wants to split down the middle where each home then would have their own driveway and parking structure.
Further questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. And Mr. Franson, would you like to make a statement?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Mitch Franson. I purchased this property. It consisted of three separate legal lots, two of which had a structure on them, one a house, one a shop. The shop's being converted into a house, and the current property line is not conducive to parking for those two structures. This seemed to be the best alternative to give both structures parking space. As was mentioned, it's a non-flammable structure. Both roofs drain to their own properties. There's no concern that it would drain to the common middle ground. And I did meet with Jaime's Welding, and he indicated that they could cut off the connections to the one roof on the one side and add two metal poles to completely separate the two so that they would be independent structures from one another.
Question for Mr. Franson. Thank you.
Ms. Reardon, this requires a two-thirds of the governing body, right?
Yes, that would
be. As a whole, not just you here.
Correct. So that would be six of the eight total members have to vote in favor of this in order to overturn the decision of planning and zoning. So that would mean all six members currently present at this meeting would have to vote in favor in order to overturn that decision.
So.